The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It's September 7th, 2024, 6:51 a.m. Sun's coming up. Here with Carl again. What's up, Carl?
What's up?
Oh, I was thinking that the country I was trying to think of last week in Africa, Kenya.
I don't remember what you were talking about it for.
You said Africa was a shithole. I said, nah, there's some nice countries over there.
And I was if you want to get ass fucked and raped by tribes.
Well, you would.
I know.
Well, then what are you talking about? I've been to Africa. I didn't get fucked.
Yeah, you also had a fucking rifle in your hand, didn't you?
Not at all times. Fucker. I might have got fucked, but I didn't get butt fucked.
Not by a local.
Yeah, it was Kenya. That was our R&R spot.
That was his name? His name was Kenya?
What?
I said his name was Kenya.
It's a country, dumbass.
Oh, I know. You said you got fucked, and I said, yeah, his name was Kenya.
I've never fucked another man. We're not on the same page here. All right. So what'd you want to talk about?
I mean, fucking aliens, dude. Aliens are everywhere lately. Allegedly.
I usually skip over that type of shit. So I don't really know what you're talking about. What's going on out there?
You know, all this disclosure talk. George Knapp just released something saying that they're talking about this trans-medium UFO that was caught off the USS Omaha that they tracked, and then it just fucking disappeared underwater. They caught the splash on camera. And the videos they release are fucking garbage, but you know damn well they got fucking 4K, high HD shit of that, so who fucking knows?
Right.
It makes sense to me that there's aliens because space is infinite. I don't know what the Bible says about other life, but it says that God made us in his image. So I don't know where those two things meet up. But if space is infinite, there's got to be other fucking aliens at all points of the revolution, whether way, way far, way beyond us or way before us, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think all the alien shit is all like spiritual beings to some point.
You think so?
Yeah, there's a Bible verse. Hold up. Bible verse talking about wheels.
Talking about what?
Wheels. It sounds like a UFO or a... I think it's Ezekiel something. Right here. Ezekiel 1:16. This was the appearance and structure of the wheels. They sparkled like topaz and all four looked alike. Each appeared to be made like a wheel intersecting a wheel. I don't know. That's not the only one, but they talk about... Then they talk about these... I forget what the term is, but they got like four heads facing... Or four faces facing each direction. You know, one's like a... One's a lion. I don't know. I just think it's all spiritual shit that we can't see it or conceive it because of all the fluoride and shit and poison they put in our food.
Yeah, but that's that poison shit is a relatively new thing. You're talking about like the last 80 years, you know what I mean? Or maybe 100 years. But before that, there were no fucking additives that I'm aware of. And what do you, I mean, how would you go to explain accounts from like the pilgrims, I can't, like 1690, whatever the fuck, they were reporting seeing shit.
Yeah, they were. There's news clips from the 1800s about fucking people digging up giant bones and shit.
Yeah, but that's all fucking horse shit. Just like dinosaurs. You know damn well dinosaurs were never real. They fucking take these bones and just hodgepodge them together to make a fucking velociraptor. I don't think so, Tim.
It's yeah. Confusing. All the bones and shit you see at the Smithsonian are like fucking made out of plastic and shit.
Yeah, yeah, they're fake as fuck.
There's a lot of the Smithsonian, man. It's not to the level of like the Vatican, but there's a lot of fucking secrets at the Smithsonian, and they cover shit up. That's why you don't hear about none of the shit that the pilgrims were, you know, talking about that they don't want you to hear. The Smithsonian is like in charge of the fucking history books and shit to some extent.
Right. And I don't believe that giant fucking shit. That sounds like National Enquirer crap.
No, that was real shit. Those were Nephilim.
No, I don't know to what degree I believe in that. Nephilim. Fucking giant angel demons or whatever, is that what that is?
Yeah, they're like half human, half fallen angel. Right? Yeah. The Watchers were the fallen angels, and they had sex with human women, and they had babies that were like, they called them Nephilim.
Can you imagine getting fucked in the ass by one of those?
Is that all? I don't think about stuff like that. I guess you do, though.
No, I was going to keep making it a recurring thing, but I'm done. Well, I'm telling, that's another joke presents itself. Yeah, I don't know, man. Faith, it's not new to me, but I'm certainly not down any rabbit holes of the Old Testament stuff.
Yeah, a lot. It's hard to interpret because it's been translated so many different times through different languages and shit.
And we're the original using words that we don't even have a word for. We don't use words that were used in the original Bibles, and those were still written by men. So they're not going to be the exact translation of God's word or Jesus's words, because it's man who wrote them down. And then man who, like the King James Bible, I think that's like the most widely accepted historical account as far as Bibles go, I think. And even that was edited. Books were taken out, allegedly. The Book of Enoch, I think, is one of them. I'm not positive. I'm stretching super far out on a limb here with what I know.
No,
but I know taken out of the Bible.
All those books were taken out in like 325 AD at the Council of Nicaea.
Man.
And there was a guy, he was like an emperor or some shit, Constantine. And he took out the Book of Enoch and a whole bunch of other shit. Now, King James, when he had the Bible rewritten, he had a bunch of shit. You know how they say like a rich man can never go to heaven and all that?
No, I never heard that. I heard Kamala say that, or never mind. I heard
Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, my mama, she didn't trust people who took more than they needed.
Right.
Get the fuck out of my mind, bitch.
But King James, there was a bunch of stuff in the Bible back then where they criticized rich men and kings in particular. And he had all that shit taken out and changed, you know, so he's probably burning in hell right now.
I don't know.
Did you bring any clips this week?
No, I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. Last week you kept telling me to Google shit.
Yeah.
So like, if you got something up on your computer, all you got to do, you know what? I'm going to pause it.
Pause it.
All right, we're back. I was explaining to Carl how to share pictures instead of telling me to Google everything. I ain't got time for that shit.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, talking about Nephilim, here's a clipper anyway. I had one already I was looking at. Let me share my screen. Pisses me off because you gotta hit share sound every
Where
time.
Where did Nephilim and Neanderthals originate from? During the second seeding of original celestial human beings, the Anunnaki started
when
to
they have music in the background
with celestial female DNA to take the DNA coding. This led to Nephilim, half human, half Anunnaki. The Elohim interceded and did not allow the Nephilim to walk the earth. This led to the Nephilim Wars. Many of the Nephilim were destroyed and the fragmented consciousness was entangled into the lower demonic astral fields and spirits here on Earth. False alien gods such as Anki started genetic blending experiments, and this is where Neanderthals come from. The original celestial human DNA did not share primate DNA. So these false creator gods say we evolved from apes, creating a false narrative. The original celestial human DNA was a master race designed to embody its 12-stranded DNA. Where did Nephilim and Neanderthals originate?
All right. Yeah, I agree with all that shit. I mean, he's calling them Anunnaki, which all the fucking religions all go back. They're all intertwined and passed down, and they're all basically coming from the same place. But he said Anunnaki. The Bible calls them the Watchers. It's all the same shit. And then, you know, their spirit was pulled, you know, when they died, and when he said the Nephilim Wars, he could have been talking about the flood. That's when they were cursed to roam the earth. So that's what a lot of people think demons are. But there was only so many of them. It wasn't like millions of them like there is humans. But that comes back to like blood type, I think. Like, you know how he was talking about they were trying to interbreed with fucking apes and shit? I think that, you know, we got all these different blood types in people. And a lot of people think that, do you know your blood type? Carl?
Fucking time.
Oh, you forgot you had it muted. All right.
Yeah. I was looking at pictures. No, I don't know what my blood type is. I think it's, I don't remember. I don't fucking know. There's no reason to guess. I know it's not the super rare one. I know that.
Oh, you don't know what your blood type is?
O positive, whatever. That's the one that works for everybody, right?
No. O negative works for everybody.
Oh, I don't remember.
But
I should probably learn that.
It's pretty rare, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. What else we got? I hate playing clips of RFK because his voice is so fucked up.
Well, you got a phone fire, Dad.
Yeah. I mean, he says a lot of interesting shit, but it's hard to listen to.
There's some dude I found on YouTube. His name is Ryan. Ryan. Cato Rivera, and he does a hilarious RFK impersonation. He's funny.
You know, that's from his voice is fucked up from a vaccine injury. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's what he says. It's weird that his sister has the same fucking voice. It's because they're fucking inbred motherfuckers.
I don't know.
I mean, let's find a video of him from the '80s. Does he still sound the same?
Who is it?
RFK.
I've got a clip of him.
Yeah, he just sounds like a goofball.
I never heard his sister.
Yeah, she sounds the exact same.
Well, you know, the original, not the original, but the, like, JFK, back in that day, they had a sister that was, like,
yeah,
kind of a pain in the ass.
And they fucking lobotomized her.
Yeah. That's super fucked up, man.
That is fucked up. But that whole family comes from a line of fucking mobsters, right? Wasn't JFK's dad a mobster?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was a bootlegger during the Prohibition. That's how he got rich. I don't know, man. I would have probably done the same thing.
So I said, how old were you during Prohibition? It was a joke.
Oh. I can't hear you. Your shit's cutting out. and I'm half deaf anyway, so I just... A lot of times when I can't hear somebody, I just pretend because I get tired of saying, what? What?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I leave it there.
What kind of mic is that?
The fuck if I know.
Is it... Is it directly plugged in or what?
Yes, it's jacked.
And then are you plugged into your router?
No, I'm upstairs in the office.
See, that could be an issue too with your internet. Right, I always talk shit about Julio's internet because it's in the ghetto. Yours is out in the fucking sticks. It's hard to find good help these days.
Right. Fuck you, dude. I live in a nice little town. I like my area. I wish I had less neighbors. Fuck.
Oh, I know. Every time I move, I wish I would have got a little farther away from the city, but then you got to work. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, but I work for the government, so I can work from home online.
Oh, I would never want a fucking stay-at-home job. I couldn't do it.
Just get wasted all day?
Yeah, probably. All right, I gotta go get another drink.
Well, right. what I was saying about vacation was, the USA has every ecosystem practically in the fucking world. You know what I mean? We got jungles, we got marshes, we got desert, we got fucking we got the Rockies, foothills, mountains, everything. I would never want to.
Yeah, it would take a lifetime to cover all the places you can go in the United States.
I don't even want to go to Alaska because you have to go over Communist Canada to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Alaska, man. I've talked about it on here before. They got the Eskimo culture. They got to go to, if you're a man, you have to go to the National Guard.
So, really?
Yeah. There's always a huge... When I was going through boot camp, there was a huge fucking class of nothing but Eskimo people for the Alaska National Guard.
They're called Indigenous Peoples of Color now, so just to let you know. But
I bet you they call themselves Eskimos, but whatever.
I bet they do too. But I wonder what that culture is like now as far as if they're still all doing it. You know what I mean?
I don't know why they would change it.
Times change.
Right. I know they all smoke dope.
Not me. I've never smoked a cigarette. I've never smoked pot. Not me.
I think I'm pretty sure they told me that their parents start smoking with them. So, and they all have like, not all of them, but a lot of them have like super bad eyesight. So a lot of them have like thick glasses. A lot of them are bow-legged.
There's a term I've heard. I'm going to look it up real quick just to make sure so I don't say anything perceived to be racist. So I'm going to look it up.
Look it
chinky,
up.
Chinky eyes. Oh, fuck. I said it. Yep. I guess, I don't know. That's a, I guess, oh, I guess it is a slur for Asians.
I don't know if I'd call them Asians. Somewhere in between Eskimos. Somewhere between Mexican and Asian. Not Mexican, but Hispanic and Asian.
Like Pacific Islander?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that was a slur, or I would not have said it. That does not represent this podcast. This does not represent myself or Fox. I want to apologize.
People have said worse on here. Did I ever play that? Are we going to play this RFK clip then, or what?
Yeah, but with how Julio feels about the Jews, I don't really consider him a person.
Don't talk shit. RFK Jr., sorry about the voice here.
Read that book.
Wow.
It's hard to, I don't look into Anthony Fauci's head. I don't look into Bill Gates' head. I don't say he did this because he was greedy or because he was manipulative. I just lay out what they did, and the story speaks for itself. And, you know, it's a story of really of people involved in really terrible, terrible, immoral, homicidal criminal behavior. And using a position in government that he had for 50 years without any election to clamp down these totalitarian controls that were not science-based and that everybody now admits there was no science. In fact, yesterday, the chief attorney for FDA admitted that there was no reason. He admitted because he lost the case in court. I guess a doctor, but there was no reason to discourage people from taking ivermectin. Ivermectin was a very, very devastating cure for COVID. It literally obliterated COVID. And, you know, by depriving people of ivermectin, millions of people around the globe died. And they didn't need to. There were cures for COVID from day one, and very effective cures. Right. But they didn't want that. They wanted the vaccine only. And there was a rule. There's a rule, a little-known federal rule that they were all aware of, which said that you cannot issue an emergency use authorization for a vaccine if there is an existing remedy that has already been approved for any use. So if they admitted that hydroxychloroquine or famotidine or ivermectin or any of the 25 existing therapeutic drugs that were very effective against COVID, if they admitted that any of them were effective, read that book. It's hard to, I don't look into Anthony Fauci's head. I don't look into Bill.
All right. My bad. I let it play over the beginning too long. But yeah, the reason they didn't want people to use ivermectin or...
Hey, pause it real quick.
Oh, shit. All right. Carl's being fucking paranoid. Yeah.
Keep seeing the same car drive past my office, dude. Same fucking car, just driving slow past my house.
Yeah, well, I had a fucking unmarked chopper circling my house for 8 minutes the other day.
Yeah, did you ever send me a picture of that?
I did send you a picture.
I don't remember getting it. I probably fucking forgot. And I probably put my phone down and completely forgot about the conversation.
I was messaging you and Julio both about it. And he sent me back a fucking map of the police department. They track the fucking helicopter.
Yeah, you can get those kind of maps anywhere that track air traffic.
Yeah, it was circling around here for some reason.
Dude, that looks like something on a fucking... the airport up the road. You know what I'm talking about? The closest one to you?
Yeah, the one by the high school.
Yeah, yeah. Because that looks fucking... That spire above the cabin, those are like fucking amateur helicopters. No government flies in those motherfuckers. I'm looking at the picture you sent me right now. Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of... I didn't get a good shot of it.
You got a perfect shot of it. I can see exactly what it is. It's got... the it's the regular helicopter body, and then it has like a frame over top of the thing in between the roof of the cabin and the blades. I can't remember what the name of that thing is called, but
I don't either.
It looks like amateur hour, you know, like a cheap person's helicopter. Yeah. Not that I'm Bill Burr, but
the only Bill Burr is,
I'm sorry.
The only helicopters I know anything about are fucking Blackhawks, Cobras, and Hueys, and Chinooks. You were talking about Bill Burr because he flies choppers.
Yeah, but then I stopped because he's fucking gay.
I know. He's when he starts talking about, I get it because he's got like kids that are half black, but I got my kids are, you know, some of my kids are half Asian and
some you never even met.
Right. Those are my Somalian and Haitian kids.
I'm sending you a picture to your phone. This is the kind of helicopter you saw in my estimation. This is a motherfucker that they use to do tours. And this is literally a tour helicopter. Like, it's from $150 an hour.
That's what I assumed it was, because it was flying low. Looked like it didn't know what the fuck it was doing.
Right. You see that picture I just sent you? See that fucking spire or whatever you want to call it above the cabin? Do you call that? What do you call those on helicopters? Do you call them cabins?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The cockpit, I guess.
Yeah, that's a little piece of shit. Now, that wasn't what kind of chopper it was. Yeah,
but you see that? You see that thing above the cockpit? That spire, that blue thing?
Little top.
That's what that thing you sent me had. I just didn't want to say cock because I can't stop thinking about it.
All right. Speaking of Bill Burr, I got a clip.
I thought you were going to say cock. I hate Bill Burr. I don't even listen to his shit anymore.
Yeah, he's a little, when it comes to like, he gets a little sensitive about like racism and shit. And I think
the virtue signaling and how America stole the land. And
yeah.
Oh my God. I got to tell you something real quick. So I just saw something about Indians, and I don't have a fucking dog in the game. I don't give a fuck. I'm part Indian. Not that irrelevant, but whatever. I mean, I'm more Indian than Elizabeth Warren anyway, but, it was a video talking about how throughout, and this was an Indian historical expert talking about this. And he said that, you know, people talk about the Indians, how they were at one with Earth, and they, you know, Pocahontas, the cartoon from way back when, how, oh, every rock, tree, and creature has a name, but that they never killed unless they used every single part of whatever they killed, blah, 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 blah. But that's not true. They were warring motherfuckers. Some of them, most of them were nomadic, but they were warring motherfuckers. They had a winter camp and a summer camp, and they'd war if anybody got near. They'd kill. They'd fucking do atrocious things to each other. And, yeah. And then with nature, say they got forced out of their summer camp by another tribe or drought or whatever, they would fucking burn a whole fucking forest down, clear cut, but with, you know, fire, a forest down to make new land that was arable for farming. Because, you know, like, if a forest burns, that's the good thing about, that's a different topic. If a forest burns, all that soil becomes super nutrient dense from all the fucking ash and the burned down trees and shit, which is the good thing about what they used to do out in California before all these wildfires. There was a system of control where they would prevent those things because they would, what do they call it? Brush cutting? Undercutting? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Where they would go in and clear out all the dead fucking trees and shit so that if lightning did hit something, it wasn't a fucking tinderbox. But that, my whole point was, people say that Indians were these nature-loving, peace-loving, just peaceful people, but they weren't. But that was my point. What do you want to say about?
I mean, they really were. I mean, because
they, really
they considered like their god was like, they considered the earth a living thing. Like it was
some of them,
God, basically.
Some of them.
And I mean, this all started because of Bill Burr, but yeah, there's a couple things.
Right now, there's 574 federally recognized American Indian tribes in America. Now, that's not to say how many there were back when, but I'm sure there was a lot fucking more. I don't believe that every single one of those was some peace-loving, great person. I'm sure there were some, but not all of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, well, I only got on that fucking shtick because I saw that video. It was kind of wild. You know, you never thought about that. But in the history books, they've been saying what I've said like three times now about how they were just these great people, but they were fucking savages. And I don't mean that as a slur. I mean that as like they would murder each other, women, children, babies, all that shit.
Yeah. I mean, both can be true. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I hear you. I got it, dude. I'll shut up.
I'm just saying, both of those things can be true at the same time. Like, I used to argue with my black friends about, you know, how white people stole the land and this and that. And yeah, that's kind of true to an extent. But I told him, like, hey, they've been fighting each other over land and pussy and killing each other. It's been like that since the beginning of time.
Right.
And I said, maybe they should have fought harder.
Yeah, right.
It's just the way it is. All right, here, I'm going to play this clip. Talking about Sean Connery.
Sean Connery died. The great Sean Connery. Yeah, my favorite James Bond of all time.
3 years ago.
Yeah, and he was getting a proper send-off for about 8 minutes on Twitter, and then the first hairy-legged white chick shows up, right? And she's just got to be like, are we really going to celebrate this man who advocated the hitting of women? It's like, first of all, he didn't advocate hitting women, okay? He just said, you know, every once in a while, you give him a little slap. Yeah, give him a little back of the hand, you remind him who's making the box office, you reset their hard drive. That's all he said, okay? Yes, it's a crazy statement in 2021. 1976, you know, it's not good, but it's not crazy. Right? And he's born in 1930. You gotta put the shit in historical perspective. I love old movies. You ever watch movies from the 30s, 40s, and 50s? Yeah. Anytime a woman even has heightened emotion, there's some guy like, get a hold of yourself, see? Yeah, go make me a pie, put it on the windowsill. Right? That's what he grew up watching.
Yeah.
I'm just now sending you something. You should play this because I don't know how to do it myself, or I would. I'm gonna send it to you now. It's also Bill Burr. See that? Now that was.
Hold on. I'm gonna pause it. All right, we're back. I had to. You know, Carl always talks shit about me being old. This motherfucker don't even know how to use a computer.
I don't use it.
Nah. I've been fucking podcasting for years now. You just learn this shit as you go. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
All right. I can see your screen.
All right. So we're talking about. So what I want to say about Bill Burr was he was fucking hilarious. Like even up to like 2015, but then the Trump shit. I think he might be. I can't do his accent, but he's like, I think he might be racist, and then it's full blown fucking racist and. I just get tired of people shitting on the same old stuff, the same stupid talking points. But so this is this motherfucker. This was in like 2008. I don't know when, but listen to what he fucking says. So what happened? Just set this up real quick.
Did you share the sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't pressed play yet, my guy, but he was at some open air fucking festival comedy tour with Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, I've seen
and
that.
I think he was up late or out late or behind schedule, whatever the fuck. So everybody's already pissed drunk. All the audience, you know, probably hot as fuck. They don't want to be there. And they start booing him. So he does this.
I can't hear it. Oh. Not very good.
The ball's canceled. So all the
Somebody
takes a fucking beer stein and just slaps you on the back of your sitting chest and fucking shoulders and your awful man tank tops.
Cut it off, it's too quiet.
He says fucked up shit, and it's funny because he's mad. And you got to wonder if real Bill Burr in real life talks like this still. Yeah, you hope he does.
Well, it all started going downhill, and I hate to say it because the funniest thing about him was because he got pissed off easily. That's why I relate to him, because I can understand that, because I get pissed off easily. But like when he started a family, that's when shit started going downhill, you know, because he started, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to do.
You can say it. You were gonna say that it's wrong that he married interracially.
No, I'm saying he started getting sensitive.
No, because he's like that was a joke about what I just said. But I'm going to therapy and it's doing wonders for me. It's like, dude, you sound like a bitch.
Yeah, people don't want to hear that. They really don't.
I got a family member like that who we share a lot of the same family history or whatever, and this person is just night and day different from me and most of the rest of the family.
Right. Now, I can tell you two things about him. That, first of all, when he talks about racism, he definitely fucking crosses the line. Like, I mean, 20 years ago, I don't know if it's because I used to live in a different area, but I don't see any of that shit anymore. And that's one thing. You got to just fucking take a step back. He's fucking pushes that shit too hard. And the other thing that he's misinformed about his fucking climate change. I get so pissed when I start hearing him talk about that bullshit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Then he talks about how he thinks that like 60% of the world's population should just die, should disappear.
Yeah. I was just hearing that today. Now, like, what the fuck, dude?
Sound like fucking Bill Gates, dude, you fucking motherfucker.
Yes. Yeah. He really believes that shit though.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Now climate change is real. I think that humans do affect climate to a varying degree, but a fucking volcano going up is like 10 times more, has 10 times more of an effect on the climate than all of human history combined.
Right.
My numbers might be off, but the fucking point still exists. He's insane. Now, those fucking giant swaths of the ocean that are just floating garbage piles, they're all from India and China. They're not from America. A and B, those are unfortunate, but I don't have anything. I can't do anything about it.
Right.
And all these climate accords and climate rules and laws and pushing to eat electric vehicles, which are gay as fuck. Those don't affect China or India, which are the two biggest polluters of the earth, and by like a million. China and India are fucking awful. They dump sewage into the fucking oceans. They literally throw their trash in there. Indians shit and piss in the fucking river and then bathe in it at the same fucking time.
I know. I know that. They've got so many fucking people. And that's the other thing. Have you ever heard the statistic that... So, you know, like out in Texas, Texas is a huge fucking state. But most of it's not populated. And there's other states that are even less populated than that per capita or whatever. But every human being in the world can fit inside the state of Texas.
Like standing shoulder to shoulder?
No, in a fucking house. What, does that sound unrealistic to you?
Yeah, it does, but...
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I've never heard that before, so maybe, I mean, you might not be wrong. I mean, you think about the size of Texas. Hold on a second.
Maybe it is standing shoulder to shoulder, but that's the fucking point I'm trying to get at.
What is the square mileage? Fuck. What are the square miles in Texas?
According to Texas Census Bureau profile, Census Bureau, Texas has a land area of 261,193.9
miles, square miles. That's a lot. I don't fucking know, dude. I saw, but speaking of how much of a shithole India is, I saw this challenge where you can open up on Google Earth, India, and you can zoom in and click on any street in any city. And the challenge is to try to find a picture that doesn't have human shit or trash in it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say people.
Oh, no. Well, no, I didn't. No, but that is kind of funny.
Yeah. No, man, like, to think that human beings have an impact on this planet the way that they try to push it, it's kind of egotistical. Like, you know, this planet is so fucking huge, and it is a living thing, and it's, you know what I mean? And it's, there are ebbs and flows. If you go look back in history, that has nothing to do with fucking what people are doing.
Right.
You know, there weren't
shit like that happened in East Palestine. You know, we have an effect. You can't say we don't, but just to what degree?
I don't think so. I think it's all bullshit. It's an agenda. It's a money-making agenda.
No. The shit that happened in East Palestine, that fucking whatever that chemical was, that's bad for the environment. Obviously.
It is, but it'll correct itself over the course of time. It might take a longer time.
Right.
Over there, but it will correct itself.
Climate change is the biggest crisis in human history. Fuck you. I don't believe any of your shit.
Right.
Dude, you could offer me right now, speaking back to Bill Burr, I'm looking at his page and it shows his tour dates. You could offer to buy me tickets and take me to go see him, and I would turn you down. And I loved this motherfucker. I thought he was fucking I listen to his podcast every day. There's a bunch of jokes that me and my wife will still use of his, you know, inside jokes. But I stopped listening to him like 2 years ago. I just stopped altogether. It's not interesting. I don't want to hear your political agenda. I don't give a fuck. Be funny and make fun of people. That's what's funny.
Right. I still listen to it. His old, like, he's got Monday and Thursday. One of those he'll play.
Tuesday morning, just after Monday.
Yeah, but one of them's got, he'll throw an old show in there. And that they're always much better, the old shows.
Yeah, but that's in every episode, if I remember right. The back half of every episode will be from like 10 years ago.
Right, and it's always and better.
They're fucking hilarious. But his new shit, I watched, me and my wife watched this movie with him in it about an angry dad.
Oh, old dads.
Yeah, and he was such a fucking pussy. And he was supposed to be like the tough guy. And he was such a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
With the way he let his wife talk to him, with going to fucking counseling and ugh, it's fucking gross.
Right. Well, man, I mean, he's trying to get gigs in Hollywood, and that's half of the reason why he's becoming soft. You know, like I said, the other half is raising a family and shit, which I'm not saying that's wrong, I guess, but all right, you're going to have to stop sharing your screen.
You're tired of looking at Bill Burr?
Yeah, besides, I can't share when you're sharing.
Okay, give me 1 second.
If I'm playing a clip or something.
Up
at the top of the screen, there should be a red box with a stop. With a white square.
Can you see what I'm sharing right now?
Yeah, gay t-shirts.
Oh, fuck. All right, here we go. I got to delete that from the history so that my daughter doesn't see it.
All right, this is a black Trump supporter, and he's breaking down. I'm just going to play it. I'm not going to commentate.
Woke reporter got absolutely destroyed by this Trump supporter.
The other day, Michelle Obama went on TV. She gave a whole speech, talked about how Trump was this and Trump was that. And at the very end of what she said, she made sure to say, and yes, it is racist. You know why? Because the minute you call anything racist or you add race into it, black people get emotional and they come out. Kamala did the same thing because they know how to bait black people in. The problem is black people are stuck looking at CNN and the rest of that stuff. And here's my thing, and I've told black people this before. who are Democrat. I don't try to convince Democrats to be Republican. What I try to convince them to do is know your history and read a little bit. Do your research. You, if you still want to vote Democrat, do what you do. But be an informed, be an educated and an informed voter. Most Democrats can't tell you why they're Democrats. They just hate Donald Trump. They can't even tell you what Biden did in 47 years, but they're going to vote for him. They can't tell you what Kamala did while she was in California, locking black people up left and right.
Make sure you leave a like on this video. If you haven't yet, subscribe.
Man, 47 years. That's fucking insane. I'm not even, that's 10 years away from me. That's insane to think that motherfucker has been an adult and in government office in 47 years and hasn't done a fucking thing, which makes me think about how they keep talking about what Kamala is going to do when she gets in office. I don't remember if I mentioned this last week, but what Kamala is going to do when she gets in office. Bitch, you've been in office for 4 fucking years.
Yeah.
What have you done?
Right. Yeah. We talked about it, but it's true. I mean, you can't deny that shit. But something that jumps out to me that he said, they make sure they mention race because it makes black people emotional. Well, it's not just black people, it's Democrats. Democrats are the party of emotion, right? So it's basically, when you're talking about left versus right, it's basically facts versus feelings, far as I'm concerned.
Oh, they want to ban abortion. That means they want to prevent a young woman, a child who got raped by her father, her uncle. They want to prevent her from getting an abortion. No, that's not what they want. I think there are plenty of cases, and I wouldn't say plenty, but there are cases where abortion is a reasonable option. You know what I mean? But
yeah, but you know what? It needs to be up to the state, just like Trump said. Is.
Yeah, well, the Supreme Court said it is up to the states, but they say the Supreme or the extreme Supreme Court took away women's rights. No, they didn't. They just put it up to the states. And now to say you lived in Texas and you go to fucking Mississippi, I think those are next to each other. Are they?
It doesn't matter.
But whatever, say you go from Texas to Mississippi to get an abortion because it's legal there. We'll say, I don't know, but we'll just say. And now they say that they're going to criminalize people who do that. I don't really think that should be a crime.
No, I think everything should be up to the state, and there shouldn't be a fucking federal government. I mean,
all these taxes we're paying, though. All this fucking money, all these taxes to go to fucking Ukraine and Israel. I don't give a fuck about either one of them.
Nope. You know, I was going to bring that up too. Did you see where Tim Walz's family is all backing Trump?
It's his uncle. It's like his.
His brother came out talking shit about him too, but then he kind of backtracked. I don't know if they paid him off or what.
Yeah, they probably got to him. Hey, stop it. If we get in office, we'll hook you up or some bullshit.
No, they probably hooked him up right now just to shut the fuck up. They got plenty of money, believe me.
I wonder if presented with a situation like that, like say you had a brother and he was running for office and he didn't like some of the shit you were saying and he offered you some money to shut up. If he offered you shut up money, would you take it?
Fuck no. I'm not saying Tim Walz as an individual paid him off. I'm saying the DNC paid him off.
Or fucking PACs or what, super PACs, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
All that fucking hidden dark money. It's fucking insane what we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, his brother was talking all this shit on Twitter. And then, of course, everybody wanted to get him on camera and interview him and stuff. And then he started changing his tune a little bit.
Yeah, and then right after, they showed Dick Cheney fucking endorsing Kamala Harris.
Right. But But even after he backtracked it, they asked him at the end of the interview I watched, they asked him who he's voting for, and he said, I'd rather not say. So that it basically tells you that he's still voting for Trump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's funny. But, I mean, that's not the first time that something like that's happened. Look at all the Kennedys are fucking going against RFK Jr. All of them.
They said that JFK would not endorse or would not be proud or not endorse them. It's all fucking horseshit. But back to Dick Cheney. Didn't that motherfucker take one of his buddies out hunting and shoot the motherfucker while they were out?
I don't remember. You know what, man? I'm fucking losing it over this fucking mosquito.
Why don't you pause real quick? We'll take a break. You kill. How big, speaking of mosquitoes, how big were those things in Somalia?
Honestly, I don't remember any in Somalia. The worst ones that I know of were in Fort Drum, New York.
Texas?
New York.
New York?
Upstate New York, damn near on the border of Canada. But it got cold as fuck in the wintertime, but in the summertime, them fucking mosquitoes, there'd be like they hung out in like globes. It'd be like a perfect circle. Right. You'd be walking in formation in the woods, and they would just fucking stick to your face, man. They were enormous. But
if you're walking in formation, you can't fucking deviate your path, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so you gotta fucking walk through it.
Yeah, you got to fucking deal with that shit.
Were you allowed to look at each other while you're walking through, or you had to be looking forward?
Well, I'm talking about like single file formation.
Oh.
So we had like luminous tape that we had to sew onto our BV, our LBV, or, like our pistol belt and our gear, the back of our rucksack. So you could see the guy in front of you and just follow each other. You know,
right?
But talking about bugs in Somalia, they had these flies called tumbo flies.
Tumbo flies,
and they would land on you, and they would lay eggs in your skin.
Oh my god, that sounds fucking awful.
And the baby flies would fucking grow underneath your skin, and the medics, they wouldn't cut them out. They wouldn't cut them out because it was more sanitary to just let them eat their way out.
Oh my god! Did that happen to you?
No. The only person I remember was our lieutenant. He had some on the back of his neck, and they just told him you got to let them fucking eat their way out. It's more sanitary that way.
That's fucking disgusting, dude. That's like a bot fly, isn't it? And the bot fly, something does that. I looked up your fly. I couldn't find it.
I don't know how to spell it either. Tumbo.
Oh, I typed in tumble because you said tumble.
Tumbo fly.
But a bot fly is the same fucking thing.
Probably.
It buries its eggs inside you. That's fucking gross. I went hunting, dude, 2 years ago, and I didn't get a kill. The only thing I came home with was a fucking tick in my neck. I got home, and my wife goes, look up. And I looked up, and she touches my neck and said, there's a fucking tick in your neck. She had to dig that fucker out.
Nice. All you got to do is burn it with a cigarette.
I don't smoke. We just got a petroleum jelly and suffocated him, and he backed his little tick ass out, and she pulled him out.
I would have just lit a match and then blew it out and then stuck it on my neck.
I couldn't tell you last time I've seen a match.
I got lots of matches, man. I use them for I got a propane grill on the back deck, but most of the time I'll just grill on my fucking tailgate with charcoal. I got a little fucking grill that I use out there. We were talking about Walls, family and shit, but you know, Trump's niece put that book out back in 2020 about him. How terrible he was. You know, you got Ashley Biden's diary.
Because she didn't get any money. That's the only reason he's terrible to her is because she didn't get any fucking money.
Right. And then you got Ashley Biden's diary, you know, that supposedly got stolen and released. You know, that shit happens all the time. It's nothing new, you know?
Yeah, that last one's a bit different, though.
Oh,
actually, by diary talking about fucking inappropriate showers with dad. Ugh.
Yeah, that ain't fucking right, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking the fact that people don't take that seriously, even though like I think the FBI like corroborated it as no. Somebody got charged didn't somebody get charged with theft for stealing it? Because yeah. It was her. But then they said it wasn't hers. So then how do they steal what wasn't hers? You know what I mean? That shit's fucking gross.
Right. It's bad.
The demons in that fucking closet.
Speaking of demons, I got another clip.
All right, let's do it.
You know who George Soros is?
Yes, I know who George Soros is. His son is the George Soros of George Soros's, if that makes sense. Like, he's way worse.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. This is, you're talking about Alexander, right? Soros?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, same thing here. Two peas in a pod.
He is handsome, though.
Faggot.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
That's right.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. But it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
My understanding is that.
I mean, he might not have felt guilt back as a child or realized the effects of what he was doing, which I don't believe. But you sure as shit would expect somebody to get it later, like to have fucking nightmares about that shit, like PTSD.
Right. Well, you know why what they call him, a protector, had to claim that he was his godson or whatever?
I understand the concept because he was a Jew too.
Right.
But I don't know that, no.
So he's doing that shit to his own people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just like Hitler, he was a self-loathing Jew. Just like Soros.
Hitler was not a Jew. That's fucking conspiracy theory.
He was a Rothschild.
I don't, maybe that. I don't have any idea.
His mother was a maid for one of the Rothschilds.
Oh, so you're saying that, ooh, somebody fucked a maid like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, it's in a book.
Yeah, that ugly bitch that he fucked. You see her for real?
What?
She is fucking. I'm going to pull her up real quick. The Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. Let me hold on a second.
Are you saying she's ugly or what?
Cheated with housekeeper.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I know.
Saying she's not. Oh, you're trying to look it up. All right.
Are we on?
Yep, we're back.
All right. Can you see my screen?
No, you're not sharing it.
Well, hold on a second. Let me go back to that. Share sound. Oh, fuck.
That's you.
Oh, it's not. Fuck you. That's not me. It's a fake. It's Julio.
I'm not playing video.
I know. I forgot though. See right here. See that?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Right, it's just a folder.
What is it called?
I can't fucking see that.
It says, fuck you, Fox.
Oh. Okay.
I got it. Okay, so here she is. Okay, here we go.
That's who Schwarzenegger did the affair
are we
with?
Playing right now? Yeah, are we live right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's who he cheated with. Now, this kid was
born. I wouldn't blame him.
Ugh, God, you fucking standards, bro. This kid was, look at this fucking jaw on this motherfucker. They're fucking related for sure.
Oh yeah, he looks like him. Is that supposed? Yeah. Also, he doesn't claim that kid.
Well, they know he cheated. I mean, why would a rich dude like him go to his housekeeper's kid's graduation? You know what I mean? Unless that's his fucking kid.
Oh, so it's just it's just like a secret.
I'm sure he knew. Yeah, like an open air secret. I'm sure he knew the whole fucking time.
Right.
But I gotta figure out how to move this fucking. Hold on a second. Zoom. I can't try to move this fucking shit.
All right.
Whatever. But what I was trying to say was this kid was born in 97. And So 96 is when they fucked, or that's when she got pregnant. You're telling me that this was like the fucking probably like peak popularity of Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah.
And he fucked that old nasty broad. Disgusting.
I didn't think she was so bad.
Yeah, well, you also liked beating off to girls with bushes from like fucking 1987 Playboys, so.
No. All right, let's see here.
You didn't like the bush?
No, not really.
Yeah.
I've had to deal with it at times in the past.
I'm gay, so we don't have to deal with fur burners.
All right. Have you heard of this new movie coming out? They're redoing Fight Club.
Oh my god! I just briefly heard of it. It's with all women.
Yeah, all female Fight Club. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's gonna be as good as the all female Ghostbusters.
You guys can't. Same with like making the Little Mermaid black. Like, come on, just come up with a fucking new idea. It's not difficult. Right.
Make her the little black ladybug or something.
Yeah. I mean, or like make up a new movie that where it's a Fight Club, but it's women, right?
Right.
You don't have to call it Fight Club. Call it something else. Come up with come up with little creativity pieces of shit.
Dude, I heard something about, so there was Dumb and Dumber. And then there was Dumber and Dumber. That was a sequel, like when they were kids, but it didn't have anybody in it. But then they made an actual Dumb and Dumber sequel where Jim Carrey's character was in an insane asylum and he'd been there for 20 years and it was all just a prank to fuck with the other guy.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's a funny idea, but that's all I remember about that movie. But I heard in retrospect that it was this huge money laundering scheme and forced Jim Carrey and them to come back to it, all this bullshit. Can you imagine being trapped in that world? You're rich as fuck and you're fucking trapped. Maybe that's why Jim Carrey went psychotic with these stupid fucking paintings and weird drawings and all this shit.
Just looking at him these days is kind of sad, man. You can tell he fucking lost his bolts.
Right. That's a perfect phrase for it. Yeah. like fucking Frankenstein lost his fucking bolts.
But that Dumb and Dumber, Dumber.
The one without, which one? The one, the newest one or the middle?
No, that was the one when they were young.
Yeah, I never saw it.
That wasn't associated with the, I think they added those ER so that it wasn't like copyright or some shit. I don't know. It wasn't the same producers and all that.
No. It was associated, but there was nobody the same in it. It was a completely different shit. You know, but it was still Lloyd Christmas and
Harry
Ball or whatever his name. I can't stop thinking about balls. Whatever his name was.
That was the one with Bob Saget.
The middle one? I never saw it. Bob Saget.
Yeah, he was a dad.
I watched a movie with him. This is like 2008 called The Comedian or Comedienne. And he is fucking vulgar as shit. Like, shockingly vulgar. Like, this isn't fucking Step by Step or whatever show he was on. Whatever the show he was on. I can't remember what it was.
What was the show for? Shit. Nah, he used to be like that on stage.
Yeah, but then he got super soft for that show.
That was a character.
I know, but that's what I associated his personality like. But he was actually super, super vulgar, super funny. And then he allegedly died after some people heard some thumping on a wall because he was like doing like autoerotic asphyxiation or maybe somebody was fucking him up his ass. I don't fucking know. That shit's insane. That's what I was going to say earlier about Arnold is when you could have anything you want in the world, anything you want whenever you want it, maybe like you just keep moving that line to go to grosser and grosser and grosser or more perverse, whatever phrase you want to use.
You talking about the maid?
Yeah, well, yeah, but Bob Saget too. Or fucking that one guy who hung himself. He was a Travel Channel guy, Bert Chrysler or whatever. Bert Chrysler or something. He died from jerking off and being fat. Like, he like tied a noose around his neck. So when he was blowing his load, he would like feel it more. I don't know. I never done it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember that. It's autoerotic asphyxiation where you like cut off brain flow to your brain. And
how does that have anything to do with Schwarzenegger fucking his maid?
Because I'm saying that you can have anything you want. That bitch was ugly as fuck, dude.
I thought she was not bad at all.
You are insane.
I thought she was all right.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know, to each their own.
Yeah, look it up, people. I didn't think she was so bad.
What was her name? Melina? I'll find it here in 2 seconds. Her name was Mildred. First of all, the name. Mildred. Oh, fuck me, Mildred. Ew. But her name was Mildred Baena. Baena. But the point was that with these rich people, you just keep moving the line. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was like peak popularity in the 90s, mid-90s, maybe kind of starting going down.
Well, I mean, like, but she was in his house. So.
Yeah, but I mean, sure, there were other fucking staff there too. You want me to fluff your pillow, Mr. Schwarzenegger?
Ooh. Maybe his wife did all the hiring. That was the best one he could get.
Yeah. Only hire like disgusting bitches. I think she was a fucking illegal alien too. I can't confirm that, I think.
Oh.
It's just wild the things these people are tied to. And who knows? Maybe this is all legit. Maybe they're really not in like a cabal. Maybe they're really not all tied together. Maybe Jim Carrey doesn't know a bunch of insane shit. Maybe he's not forced to work. You know what I mean? Like some of these people are allegedly slaved to their jobs where they have to work these sitcoms for 40 years. Like why the fuck would you be doing that still?
Full House.
Yeah,
just came to my fucking mind. Yeah. That's the one Bob Saget was in.
Yeah. Why would you be like these people who are super wealthy? Why are you still doing it? Same with politics. Why is disgusting ass Nancy Pelosi still in politics? She doesn't give a fuck about her constituents. She has a fucking house surrounded by like 14-foot walls. I think that's not even in her district, and she's worth like $80 million. Why is she still in politics? Bitch, get out.
Right.
There should be laws against all this shit. Everything, like you should have your income scrutinized the most as a politician out of anybody in the fucking in the country. These motherfuckers who go in worth a couple $100,000, great, good for you. You're probably a lawyer or whatever. You probably did your time, but then you come out being worth hundreds of millions of dollars. How is that possible? Why do you want to keep doing it? Same with like fucking Bill Gates. Why are you like being this philanthropist for all these like climate bullshits? Like, dude, you could buy anything you want in the world. You could just go out on a farm and just chill. Why are you worried about this crap?
Yeah, he's one of the worst, man. Who knows what kind of fucking crazy shit he's into?
Oh God, he's so and he's a fucking. I think he fucking like fucked his partner, not anally. I mean, like fucking like. Out of the business.
Yeah.
So, something along those lines. Something like that happened.
That seems to be a pattern with these people.
Right.
Elon, fucking, all of them have done it.
Whoa. Elon is a champion for the people. Elon is going to be a part of the 47th president's cabinet. He's going to – did you hear about that?
Yeah. I've heard him, RFK.
Fuck RFK.
But I'd put him in charge of the fucking intelligence agencies and have him fucking clean house.
Yeah, right. You're gonna put the guy whose fucking uncle was murdered by the government in charge of the government's bullshit.
So was his dad.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, but they're gonna put Trump's talking about putting Elon Musk in charge of the government efficiency task force.
I want
all those motherfuckers to be unemployed.
Or I did put him in charge of the fucking World Health Organization, the CDC, FDA, all that shit.
The FDA needs abolished.
The whole fucking federal government does, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, but the FDA is nothing but bureaucratic red tape that stifles growth. and it's all bought and paid for. Now I'm talking out my ass a little, but I think I'm mostly on target.
Show me a three-letter agency that isn't.
How many letters are...
All right. I'm going to play a clip here.
All right, let's
get it. Ready. This is a funny one.
I'll be the judge of that.
White kids are just as shocked to find out black kids don't talk back to their parents as we are, and we hear them talk back to theirs. So I used to have a little buddy would come over my house on the weekends, little Nate. We'd be in my room playing video games. My mother used to come in the room on us, cuss me out for no reason. Just scare the shit out of both of them. We'd be in the room playing Mario Brothers. She'd come kick open the door like SWAT. We'd be on level four. She'd poof. Harris, how many times have I told you to clean this motherfucking room? Cut that goddamn game off to clean this room. I come back, this motherfucking room ain't clean. I'm gonna take that Nintendo cord, wrap it around your neck, and stick it in your ass. Nigga, I ain't playing with you. This ain't no threat. This is a promise. Try me, motherfucker. Try me. My white friend would turn to me offended like, dude, what the fuck? She can't do that, man. This is your space. This is your area. She's violating your right to privacy. You should say something. You want me to go say something? I'd be so scared. I started talking to him like a slave from Roots. Like, he's going to get me's in trouble. I like you, Nate. I really do. And my parents is good black folk. They give me food. They give me sleeps. You get away from around here with that foolishness. Go on, get from here. Oh, Lord. My mother smacked the shit out of the white boy. He turned into me. Wet in the water. White kid.
That's a funny clip, but that motherfucker is 40. That motherfucker is 49. There was no private space or none of that bullshit. He's just capitalizing off the woke crap. But that is a funny joke.
It's a joke, man. I remember him back. Huh? It's a joke. He's a comedian.
Yeah, I know. But I remember him back on Mad TV.
Oh, I don't even know who he is.
His name's Aries Spears. He was on Mad TV when, like, Lil Sask was on there, and then that blonde bitch. I always thought she was hot when I was a kid. I don't know her name. But I tried watching some of these.
I'm still thinking about Schwarzenegger's Maid.
Oh, I was thinking about Schwarzenegger. But there's a... on Mad TV, there was like a Home Improvement ripoff. You know who Bill Sasso is?
No, I don't watch that show.
I don't even know if it's on anymore. It was on in the 90s.
Never did.
There was a Home Improvement ripoff where it was Will Sasso as the Home Improvement guy, kind of like a Al Borland and Tim Taylor mix-up. And he'd always like saw his fingers off during the movies or during the shows. But anyway, I tried watching it with my family, and I can't believe how sexual it is. Like, uncomfortably, everything's a sexual innuendo or like sex stuff, and I had to turn that shit off. My daughter is a young teenager, and I don't want to watch any of that stuff with her. I feel uncomfortable. I don't know. I just
there's a lot of movies like that, man. If you go back, watch some movies that you watched when you were a kid. What was one I was just talking about today?
Fucking Click, dude. The movie Click.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Then next one.
What's that about?
He's got a remote that he can fast forward his life to get through boring stuff, but he ends up fast forwarding through all the perfect memories of his family because the remote control learns his fucking preferences and takes over. It turns out to be like a demon. You know what I mean? It's a remote control, but it turns out to be a bad thing for him because he just wants to fast forward through the next 6 months because he's up for a job interview, but then he doesn't get it. And then his fucking boss is fucking his wife's mom or his mom or some bullshit like that. I don't know. But it's remarkable how much sex stuff is in a lot of these movies, and I don't remember any of it. You know, like Black Sheep or what's the other one?
Black Sheep with Chris Farley.
Yeah.
What do you talk? What's bad about that?
There's nothing bad. That's a more mild case. What I'm saying is that a lot of these movies I watched when I was a kid, there was a lot more sexual innuendos. Maybe I just didn't get them. Maybe I just didn't. I didn't catch them.
I don't remember anything like that in Black Sheep.
What's the other one? The politician. Black Sheep is, Tommy Boy. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, Black Sheep was the one where they fucking, it was, I've talked about this before. The lady in Black Sheep was literally fucking Hillary Clinton. I mean, she acted like her. She looked like her. But this is like back in fucking 86 or some bullshit. Like, she wasn't even in the spotlight, but it was just, I thought that was fucking weird.
Came out in 96.
What was it?
96.
All right. Well, she was the first lady, but she wasn't running for office or nothing like that.
I just Googled it because I wanted to look at this chick you're talking about, and I found a movie called Black Sheep Boy, and it says it's three gay short films, and I can buy it for $125 off eBay.
Oh, shit.
My kids are just bad way to find out black kids don't talk back to them.
God damn. I clicked on that on accident.
What?
You couldn't hear it, but the listeners could hear it. I accidentally clicked on that fucking black comedian I just played again, and he started talking.
I'm trying to find the cast of the Black Sheep movie. I don't want to watch this.
You mean who the actress was?
Yeah, well, I want to find her character in the movie. I think I remember. She had black hair or brown hair?
No, she looked just like fucking Hillary Clinton. Identical. Mm-hmm. Same color hair, everything. Same hairdo. All that shit.
Dude, I type in Black Sheep, and the first two movies are called Black Sheep, and neither one of them are the one that it's supposed to be.
Well, you got to put Chris Farley. Who else was in it? Fucking
David Spade, and then the dude from that. What's that? Toga. Not.
Oh yeah. He was in Animal House.
Yeah. I don't know the name of the movie though.
But you know who else was in it?
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey. Yeah. He was my favorite character in that movie.
He looks like a fucking wreck. Actually, we should watch that today. He looks like a fucking wreck now.
Oh yeah, he looks terrible.
Oh, I mean, it's like beyond terrible. He looks fucking awful. But and even in so this movie came out in 96. I just clicked on this picture of I'm a screen share. So take off your shit.
All right.
See this now? Look at him.
Yeah.
He looks pretty fucking tough, doesn't he?
That was when David Spade hit him with the car. He goes, "Oh my God, are you all right? I'm not too far from yanking out of that car and whipping the shit out of you."
Yeah, I forgot the other. We should watch. I want to watch that movie now today.
He goes, "My God." He goes, "My God, you should kind of lead up to that. It kind of leaves you nowhere to go." He goes, "I can go to your mama's house and start a small fire in her panties."
Small fire in panties. I just used that joke not that long ago. I forgot where it was from. But I'm trying to find this broad that you were talking about. Christine. I'll find it. Hold on a second. She's the governor.
Yeah.
I bet she does. Look at this. I'm going to go back to screen share. I forgot
how to do it. Yeah. They modeled. That's not her in the movie, though. If you look her up in the movie,
I know. I'm
she had the same movie. Fucking hairdo, all that shit. But. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Hold on, let me find this bitch real quick.
All right, you can look it up while we're talking.
Any
questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Instagram, YouTube, on Twitter X, it's consoldierspod.
And for me, hit me up on Tinder at Carl's Bunker.
The fuck is Tinder? Is some kind of queer dating site?
Oh yeah, it's weird that you fucking named it right away.
Is that really for gays or is it for everybody?
No, I think it's called Grindr, but same difference. That was the joke. You got it.
I get it. All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right.